You said in the first part of the interview that one of the things you were pleased about, if I can state that, is that you took part in some landmark decisions that enriched the jurisprudence, international law jurisprudence. And I'm interested in hearing from you some description of one or more of those that I gather are now public records, but again, why you're pleased with those or why you feel good about participating in those. Perhaps you could point out one or two examples.
Well, I took part in the first case in this tribunal which had to determine whether it was proper for the prosecution to prepare their witnesses before they testify. And we held that there was nothing wrong with the process of preparing the witnesses, provided they don't coach them. You see, we drew a distinction between coaching witnesses and preparing them to testify. That decision was affirmed on appeal. But the interesting part of this is that the ICC has given a decision contrary to ours, you see. And but I think that our decision has been upheld by our sister tribunal. There are decisions also by the ICTY, our sister tribunal, which has adopted our approach and our position. And so that is, to my mind, is a very important landmark, you know, decision as to the limits to which counsel, especially prosecuting counsel, can go in preparing a witness to testify, you know. One of the first case I also did.
May I start before
yes,
you?
Yeah.
I want you to go on, but
yes.
When you say ICTY again, I need to ask you. That's the International Criminal Tribunal for Yugoslavia.
Yes, for Yugoslavia.
And that's the other ad hoc.
Yes, tribunal. Yeah, yes. It's our sister tribunal.
Right.
Yeah,
and it was these two tribunals, the ICTY and the ICTR, which you feel has influenced the statute or the formation of ICC in a better way.
I mean, yes, I think so. I think so.
I wanted to be clear that that was your view, and I think that comes across.
Mm.
Did you, in this case that you just described, and by you I mean the court, provide some definitions or guidelines as to what's coaching and what's preparing?
Yes, I did. I think we did. We did provide guidelines. I mean, for example, if you know, we're dealing with events that took place 14 years ago. Witnesses may have made statements so long ago, you need to remind them of what they had, statements they had made, and if they are, you know, contradictions, give them an opportunity to see. Telling them about the whole process, the whole court process, and preparing them for the court process, and getting them to know the modalities of the judicial process. All these are matters which we thought were harmless. But coaching witnesses and trying to tell them what to say and what not to say, or trying to change their testimony, of course, that we decided was unacceptable, you know. In other words, coaching, you
sure.
know, trying to mold the testimony of a witness. Yeah, I think that's where we drew the limit, you know.
All right, now I think we understand that and your reasons for feeling good about that. You were going to talk about another case.
Yeah, well, I think the other case, I believe, also was the first case I did here was a case which involved several counts of rape. And we had occasion to discuss the elements of rape. And the legal position is still unclear. The first case that discussed the definition of rape in this tribunal was the Akiyesu case. That's a very landmark case, and gave a very broad definition of rape. Subsequent cases gave a much narrower definition, a more traditional definition, which included sexual penetration and so on. And so we had an opportunity in that case to look at
the... In which case?
In the case I was involved in, which was called the Muhimana.
Muhimana?
Muhimana case.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think we were more in favor of the broader definition. Which was developed in the Akiyesu case. And so that debate, of course, still goes on. Of course, you know, there were one or two appeal judgment cases which had approved of the narrower definition. So that was a very interesting case, and I think the debate on that issue is still quite alive, but I think we had the opportunity to express our views about this important issue.
Let me, if I can, I want to make sure I understand and be clear. There's the rape as the crime itself,
yeah,
and then rape as a part of, or as a crime
against humanity.
Yes. And was the definitional discussion about rape as a crime against humanity, or rape itself, or
rape
both?
As a crime against humanity.
Okay.
But I was talking about the elements of the crime.
Yes, of the crime against humanity, rape as a...
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And, but the element of the crime of rape itself, that was that part of that discussion too? In other words, I presume somebody could be, in the same case, perhaps, accused of rape,
yeah,
and then... A crime against humanity of which rape was the element.
Well, I mean, the crimes we deal with here, genocide, crimes mm-hmm. against humanity, war crimes.
Right.
So when we're talking about rape, we're talking about rape as a crime against humanity, you know, which is sort of rape committed in a consistent and widespread manner.
Right.
You know, so that's the context in which we're talking about rape.
Right. The reason I ask this is obviously people will be looking at this tape and trying to understand it.
Yes.
Any other decisions that you would like to bring to our attention which you participated?
There are quite a few, you know, interlocutory decisions. I can't put my finger on some of them, but I could, if I had the time, I would provide you with some of those decisions, yeah.
You're invited to do that at a later point,
okay.
And we would be
okay.
happy to have that.
All right.
I had read something about a discussion in a case involving the difference between incitement and aiding and abetting, or am I correct in that, or that you had written about in some way, and I was trying to understand. For us and for legal scholars, that issue. Do you know which I'm referring to?
I think I do. I think that's in the Karamira case.
I think that's correct, yeah.
I think...
Is it a crime in itself, or is it an element?
Yeah, I think that was the discussion,
yes.
Whether... I can't go into the details of that now. I'll have to...
Okay.
Look at it and then talk about it at a later time, yeah.
Okay.
But I do recall that I did write a dissenting opinion on that issue.